In a press interview with the media on the 5th of August, National Development Minister Chee Hong Tat said that the government will focus its effort on verse with no plans for further project under the Selective En Bloc Redevelopment Scheme or SERS. When I read the news, a single thought came to my head. What does it mean for the thousands of aging HDB flats in Singapore? This is especially so for those with an aging lease of less than 50 years. In today's context, I will explain what is verse and SERS before heading down to the impact to the HDB resale market, especially those with a shorter lease. For homeowners staying in such flats, no worry, Alan Wee Kok Kor has a rescue plan for you at the end of this video. So, stay tuned to it. Then, what about flat owners that are living in matured HDB flat with a remaining lease of 70 years or so? Will this new policy affect your flat value in the years to come? Continue to watch on as I unlock the mystery behind. Don't say I never give you a leg up. Do you know the first SERS in Singapore was announced back in August 1995? It involved blocks in Tiong Bahru along Boon Tiong Road that was embarked by HDB to kickstart a targeted redevelopment of older HDB estates to optimize land use and rejuvenate neighborhoods. This is especially so that many of such flats are low-rise and in dilapidated condition. But most importantly, they are sitting on prime state land near the city center. They are mainly located in Tiong Bahru, Bukit Merah, Queenstown. These are flats that are spread across older HDB towns that are built in the 1960s to 1970s. That is why you can see many high-rise HDB flats in this place today. This is what I call the merry-go-round redevelopment. HDB will usually provide the displaced flat owners with replacement flats nearby in the vicinity. So, what is SERS? SERS En Bloc Redevelopment Scheme or SERS Renew Older Housing Estate. If you are a SERS resident, you will get the opportunity to move to a new home with a new 99 years lease and continue living close to your current neighbor. SERS flat owners will also be given a package comprising compensation and rehousing benefits. In short, government come and find you. They need the land your flat is sitting on. They will sayang you with attractive compensation. That is why with SERS in Singapore, you hardly hear people complain or protest. In fact, most residents are hoping for SERS. As they know, getting the new flats mean the big what? A sure win, better than Singapore Pool. Then, what about VER? Unlike SERS, which involves precinct with high redevelopment potential, there's less financial upside to VERS, because the flat will be older, and hence the term will be less generous. Mr. G added, this means you come and find the government, not they come and find you. You will have to vote for it. Most likely like the home improvement program. If there's no majority consensus, it wouldn't go ahead. Simple as that. VER is going to launch in the 2030s. The authority will seek Singaporean views and feedbacks on the scheme. VER is a very long-term, very complex policy that will not only have to be fair to the current generation of flat owners, but must also be financially sustainable for future generation. Once the public consultation is over, VER will start with a few selected sites, adding that this will likely take place in the first half of the 2030s. We will continually review our process as we go along and progressively scale up VERS by the late 2030s. Our plan is to progressively offer VERS to selected estates in different parts of Singapore. The million-dollar question in everyone's mind is, will aging HDB flat prices drop? Well, it depends on a few situations: demand and supply, financial condition, and political consideration. Firstly, let me touch on demand and supply. I can still remember I attended a talk in PropNext and the speaker mentioned that by 2030, close to 50% of HDB flats have a balance lease of less than 60 years old. Sorry, I cannot verify this number. But if this is true, this is really a tsunami in our opinion. Anyway, let me ask ChatGPT. By 2030, it is estimated that about 500,000 HDB flats will be over 40 years old, meaning those flats will have less than 59 years remaining. Currently, there are 1.13 million HDB flats. Let's assume by 2030, this figure ballooned to 1.25 million. This means close to 40% of the existing stock will be left with a remaining lease of 60 years and less. This is a huge number, unless we have more PR coming in that will only buy resale flats. But I doubt they will. For younger PR, they mostly favor newer BTO MOB flats, or those that are not too old. Then, what about singles? Well, they are lobbying for a lower age, do you think they will buy aging flat in the interim? Potential buyer buying such flats will face much uncertainty. This especially so when SIR is almost removed from the horizon. Property owners always prefer certainty. This especially so when it involves huge sum of money. You cannot get it wrong. However, the silver lining is such flats will continue to attract some buyers that are priced out of their location. Let me give you an example. This is a newer HDB flat in Bukit Merah. The 4-room flat is already touching 1.1 million or about 1,100 for the flat with a balance 93 years on its lease. Good deal, right? As compared to nearby condo. But what if you really must stay in this area to be near your parents but cannot afford the 1 million price tag? What will you do? Well, buy cheaper flat in the vicinity lor. You will go for aging flat with a balance lease of 46 years. They are fetching 550,000 for 88 square meter of space. In short, such aging flat will attract buyers that do not mind the shorter lease. But now, with SIR throw out and VIR come in, potential SIR hopeful buyers will sien halfway. As we all know, CPF Board has policy that govern how much CPF saving that you can use for your property purchase. The amount of CPF OA or ordinary account saving you can use for property purchase depend on remaining lease of the property and other consideration. Let's assume you are currently in your 50s. If you plan to buy the aging HDB flat in Bukit Merah with a remaining lease of 46 years, based on CPF online calculator, you can technically use all your CPF if you have up to 550,000. Assuming you are in your 30s, CPF will restrict the use of your CPF OA to 451,000. This is 100,000 less. But what if you are a younger couple? Will you put yourself into uncertainty? This is on top of restriction placed by financial institution. Let me ask my good friend again. For flat with 55 years remaining, you are eligible for full bank loan or the 70% loan to value ratio. But if a flat has 35 years remaining, you will get a smaller LTV and a shorter loan tenure. Your monthly installment will also go up. Very strong leh. For flats with 18 years remaining, sorry, no bank loan, full cash only. You can only wait for HDB to offer you VIR. But what if you don't like the compensation package? Well, this comes back to the last point. Let me refer back to Mr. Chi. He spoke that ideally, new flats for residents of VIRS project will be built not too far from their existing homes. Their existing precinct can then be redeveloped and used to build new homes for residents of a subsequent VIR project. That is why you need to do this in stages, to avoid this massive disruption to the entire town. Especially in towns where there are many, many flats that are about the same age, added Mr. Chi. In my opinion, HDB really take care of Singaporeans. I feel this goes the same with many other government departments that is beyond the scope of this video that focus only on property matters. You no worry, HDB already say they will take care of you. That's why for seniors, I think better stay in HDB flat during your twilight years. Go cover walkway to CDC voucher to SSCC rebate to $1 eggs. Cannot ask for more already. The only consideration is compensation. It's all about money. Come on, as long as you touch onto Singaporean only asset, this is always a tricky issue. That is why this VIR issue has to be tackled with care, well ahead of the next GE in 2030 and beyond. But I think any outcome of VIR will only be published after the general election in 2030. Why bother to announce so early? Later cannot get mandate, how? Anyway, Singaporeans are generally happy, as always. I'm very sure the minister and ministry will know how to handle this sensitive issue. If you do it well, you sure what? If you don't, as always, aging HDB flat can buy or buy. Back to prices, will price drop for aging flat? Wow, this question I'm very scared to answer. Later people flame me online. If I go to old estate for my exercise, later they see me, they throw eggs or even flower pot at me. How? Well, I can only say, there will definitely be headwind ahead for aging flats. Especially it comes with so much uncertainty ahead. Buyers want to buy with certainty. Let's face it. There is no such things and more verse ahead may shift the paradigm for aging HDB flats. This especially when HDB launched thousands of BTO flats due 2027. The signal is very clear. If you can buy a second subsidized flat, please do so. If you have the means to move on, please do so. However, if you don't have or prefer not to, this is also fine. Because This is, after all, a home for you and your family. Regardless what kind of flats you are staying, HDB will still upgrade your flat with HIP too. This is HDB mandate to take care of all fellow Singaporeans, especially those that are living in HDB flats. Then, what about mature HDB flat with a remaining lease of 70 years or so? As the lease tick on, it's a matter of time you will get old. Just like me, let's face it. That's all, hope you enjoy this video. By the way, have you seen our PropNex celebration SG60 bus and other PropNex family zone buses around town? Snap a creative photo of it on the road and stand a chance to win a $20 Starbucks card. Just text PropNex Singapore at hashtag PropNex25 in your story. Thank you for watching.